My mom and dad and my brother and his wife happened to be there with them. And we started sharing some memories. And I'm sure that probably most of you have, when you've had a family gathering, maybe sitting around the table or sitting in the living room and you started, do you remember when, and sometimes those bring feelings of warmth. And then sometimes it's like, okay, I think we're not going to go there. You know, memories that you had just better left. It's like, well, when the siblings get together, it's like, well, did mom and dad ever know that, okay, we're done talking about those memories. Let's move on. But do you know that one of the reasons that the scripture says to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, it was because, yes, he said that we would encourage one another as the day of the Lord is quickly approaching. Time is short, folks, but that we would come and we would challenge one another and encourage one another. And part of the way we do that is through remembering what God has done for us to give us courage for today, to remember what the Lord delivered us from, that we can go forward with confidence that the Lord's going to be faithful to us going forward. Remembrances really shape us and who we are, either by inspiration or by discouragement. And the Lord does not want this message this morning to be a discouragement to any of us, but I would that you be encouraged as you remember in your life areas that God has worked and things that God has done. I'm reminded of the prophet Jeremiah, and he had a reputation and a name as being the weeping prophet. Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. And there was a time in life, and it's very familiar, but we will read a little bit in the book of Lamentations. And Jeremiah had been looking at the situations around him, and I would just, these are my words, but I would say he was really in a place of despondency. He was in a place of discouragement because of things that were going around. And he was losing his hope. He was losing his hope. He didn't have a lot to look forward to. I'd like to read out of the third chapter of Lamentations. In the 18th verse, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. And keep in mind in the book of Lamentations, a book of laments. He said, "My strength and my hope is perished from the Lord." Have you ever been there? He said, "Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul had them still in remembrance and is humbled in me." Things didn't look real bright for the weeping prophet. His affliction, situations of life, but I'm so thankful he didn't stop there with that lament. He said, "This I recall to my mind, and therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good." Isn't the Lord good this morning? You see, that's not how Jeremiah was feeling to start with. It's like, I have no hope. But then he started remembering the God of the past. And he knew that the God of the past that had been faithful to him was going to be faithful today and tomorrow. He said, "The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." In season of sorrow, in season of affliction, in the time of night, in the time when sleep will not come, in the time that we feel forsaken by God, it is of the Lord's mercy that we make it one more day and one more night. And it is in remembering the faithfulness of God that we can find hope to live another day with anticipation and expectation that the Lord will not forsake me, because he didn't forsake me yesterday and he's going to be faithful to us. Remembrance is the doorway of hope. And if you come to a place that it feels like that you have no hope, I want to encourage you to remember what God has done for you in the past. Remember the places the Lord has brought healing to you. David said it this way in the book of Psalm, in Psalm 103, in the first verse. David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not what? Forget not all his benefits." And then he gave a little bit more. He said, "Who?" Now, this is the one that we're remembering. He said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Is not that something that should give us courage in the battle? Remember the benefits. Don't forget what God has done. And I, Brother Justin, I want to ask you a question. Do you remember when you were young and you couldn't breathe well and your lungs seemed to not be? Do you remember when the Lord came through and helped you? I was thinking about different ones here in the congregation. I remember I was thinking of Sister Tammy and Brother Randy's testimony of their salvation, of their background, of some things that may have looked like it would be impossible to be where they are today. And yet, I've heard their testimony, and I remember those things, and you know that gives me courage. I had one of my neighbors opened up to me a little bit the other night, and he was sharing some of the heartache of their family. A wayward child. And I said, "I remember." I said, "We went through some very, not the same things, but we went through some very difficult places. But I remember not knowing what to do. I remember not knowing who to turn to. I remember the desperation and the darkness. But I also can testify to you that God proved himself faithful through time." Forget not the benefits of the Lord. Forget not the places God has brought you through. Tessa, I'm not going to put everybody on the spot. Now, if I put you on the spot this morning, please forgive me. But I remember Tessa's testimony often of places of decision in her life when the Lord shut doors and opened doors. And I think I remember, see, the faithfulness of the Lord. You young folks, when you don't know which way to turn and it seems like doors are slammed in your face and it seems like that life looks bleak ahead of you, remember that God has a plan for your life and he is going to be as faithful to you as has he's been for everyone here. I remember areas in my life where the Lord brought healing. And I've shared this. The neurologist said I could end up a paraplegic. And I'm still walking 20 years after he said that. How did that happen? Because I didn't do what he wanted to do. And yet, through prayer to a God who is able to do all things, I'm walking today. I don't want to forget those things. When we face new challenges and it seems like, where is God? I want to do some remembering. I would that all of you, Brother Max, okay, I just looked down and saw Brother Max. I see you all when I'm preaching. I don't tune y'all out, just so you know. I see what you do when you're sitting there when I'm preaching. But Brother Max, I just saw you and I remember your testimony. If you said it publicly, so I hope it's fair game, I remember the change that you said God brought to how you used to talk. and how you used to live, and God did something. We remember that. Evan, the other night I was very touched. We were singing, and I believe it was the song, Glorious Freedom, and I looked back, and Evan had his hand up in the air, and I've been touched by that. But I dare say, I can't take his testimony from him, but I dare say he was remembering something. I dare say that when we put our hands, I remember things that the Lord delivered me from. I remember where I used to be and where I am today. And all I can do is raise my hand and say, Lord, I love you. Thank you for what you did for me. So when I face my temptations of today, and it seems like the enemy will not leave us alone, and the tide of the world is pulling so strong, I want to remember what God did for me in my life. I want to remember what God did for you in your life, and that gives me courage to stay strong. That gives me courage to be faithful. When I am in the way of temptation, and I remember the Lord delivered me from that, I don't want to go back to that. So then I want to be extra careful in my decisions today. I want to be extra careful in where I go, in what I do. And I want to be extra careful because I don't want to go back to the very thing that the Lord delivered me from. Oh, let's roll back the curtain. Do you remember this morning? The scripture says, David said in Psalms 20, in verse 7, he said, some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord. We can talk about, well, this person did that and this person helped me here, but oh, I remember the name of the Lord and what he has done in my life. It was for this reason in the book of Exodus, in the 13th chapter, in the 3rd verse, that God set in order the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that was during the time of Passover. The Passover was a time to remember the deliverance and life of their firstborn son. The deliverance from death. But the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which was during that week of Passover, was there to remember, and I'm going to read Exodus 13:3. Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. For by the strength of the hand of the Lord, he brought you out from this place. There shall be no unleavened bread be eaten. It was a remembrance that annually they were to remember. Do you remember when you were in Egypt? Do you remember when the Lord brought you out? Do you remember when you were bound and you were slaves and the Lord delivered you? And the Lord wanted there to be a week of remembrance, lest they forget the power of God, lest they forgot what it meant that we used to be slaves. Do you know that all of us here in this building, we all used to be slaves? We were slaves to sin. What's going to keep us from going back to bondage? I want to remember where I came from. I want to remember that the Lord delivered me and he gave me freedom, that I don't have to live that way anymore. He set me free. And so he set in place the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Well, something similar in the book of Ephesians in the 2nd chapter, and I'm going to move through some scriptures fairly quickly here, but in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul said, wherefore remember. Now here's something Paul said. I want you to remember now, we're in the new dispensation of the new covenant. He said, remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made with hands. He said that at that time you were without Christ. Do you all remember when you were without Christ? I want you to think about it. What was life like? He said you were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and you were strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God. There's no hope. It was a facade. The pleasures of the flesh, seeking after the things of this world, it was a facade. It was empty when you went home, went to bed at night, and there was no peace. There was no comfort. There was no solace. He said, I want you to remember what it used to be. And he said, but now in Christ Jesus, you who are sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Remembrance should deepen our gratitude this morning. This is why the Lord Jesus himself taught us that we were to partake of what we call the Lord's Supper or communion. He wanted us to remember the power of the blood. He wanted us to remember what he did for us, the sacrifice that he made. And whenever we have that special memorial service, you know what it does for me? It does deepen my gratitude because I remember what he did for me. I think about remembrance. Sometimes in time of trouble, it's good to remember. Why did you get saved to start with? If you're saved, why did you get saved to start with? You know that should renew and refresh our purpose today. I was thinking about marriage. If you're married, now this is really going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to name names now. If you're married, look at who's sitting beside you. Why did you marry them to start with? I was thinking about that this morning. I was thinking about why I even married Renee. And you know, I went and I gave her a hug this morning, and I said, and I didn't go through the list. She'd probably like me to keep up with the list. But there was something particular on my mind. I said, Renee, one of the reasons I married you was because of this. And I said, I'm so thankful. I'll tell you. I said, Renee, one of the reasons I married you was because of the heart that you had for God. And I said, thank you for keeping that heart and standing by my side all these years. Sometimes it's good as we start growing old and life brings heartache and changes. Why did you marry him to start with? Recall to mind those attributes and virtues and things that drew you to them. And do you know that can strengthen relationship today? That's why I believe the Lord put the ordinance of the Lord, communion, the Lord's Supper in place. He did not want us to forget the sacrifice that he made for us. The scripture in Deuteronomy and in the Old Testament, there's many places where he told them, he said, remember and forget not. Do you know that in Deuteronomy, in the 9th chapter, they were instructed to remember and forget not when they were in the wilderness and they were rebellious. Anybody like to remember their rebellion? You know, I have some memories as a child that I would like to forget. There are some things that I've done in life that it doesn't bring good, warm, fuzzy feelings to me. Things I wish I could forget. I think about one thing. I told my mother something that wasn't true one time, and I had to go make restitution for that. And there was someone else, I said, it wasn't an intentional lie, but it came out because it was one of those quick responses. And when you hear it, it's like, wait, that's not true. And I was a teenager then, and I loved the Lord, and I had to go back to the person and said, you know what, I'm sorry. I said such and such. It wasn't premeditated. It was one of those defense mechanisms. Y'all know, does anybody else know what I'm talking about? And it comes out without even thinking. It was like, wait, that's not true. And I, in my embarrassment, had to go back. I had the privilege of going back, but I wanted to keep my record clear. And I had to say, I'm sorry. And it was really embarrassing for me as a teenager. But do you know what that did for me? It helped me be much more careful with what came out of my mouth. That the things that I say, Lord, I know they have to be true and right and accurate. That's one of the blessings of remembering disobedience and places that you have failed in the past, because it should make you more careful today. Because I don't want to forget, not to be in bondage to it, not that it just allow the devil to beat me up over, well, this is what you did, but I want to remember enough to help me be careful today in my life that I don't make those same mistakes and errors as I did. Because see, wasn't it Paul that said, forgetting those things that are behind? You say, well, how does that correlate with remembering then? Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. Paul remembered what he had done. Paul had not forgotten those, but what he was saying is, I do not want to live in bondage to them. I believe there are probably things that most here have done that you wish you could just zap out of your mind. And the Lord can help dull the memories, folks. The Lord can help dull the memory, the poignancy of it. And yet, I don't want to forget it so much that I lose my carefulness. See? So don't allow your past to chain you and hold you back from moving forward. We have something bright to move forward to. Well, do you remember how it used to be? You know, it's good to hear people talk about how it used to be because it can challenge us to examine where we are today and say, do I really have what the Lord wants me to have? Do you all know that there used to be more rejoicing amongst the saints? Did you know that? Does anybody here remember that? I do. What happened? I don't want to forget. I would that there be more true rejoicing. I'm not talking about just surface stuff. I'm talking about a rejoicing that's based on that daily walk with God, that we can give praise to God and lift pure and holy hands to the Lord. There was a day there was much more of that. I don't want to forget that because I believe the Lord wants that to be restored. In our personal lives, do you remember the places that God talked to you? Do you remember this morning when you knew the Lord had shown you something in your life? Are you still following that today, or have you kind of let it go by the wayside? Do you remember times that you knew that the Lord had done something wonderful for you? Let's not forget those things. And I want to say to the young people, as he said in Ecclesiastes 12, he said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Age is going to come very quickly. Life brings changes very quickly. And we want to remember, and I want to challenge the young folks, remember the Lord now in your life. You will save yourself from bad memories. You will protect yourself from the things that the enemy will use your past to try to bring things to your mind. If you serve the Lord when you're young, you will have a much clearer future as you go forward. Much fewer regrets and things you wish you could have changed. Do you remember, and I'm going to conclude with this, these couple of verses here, in the last verses I'll share, but in the book of Revelation, in the third chapter, in the third verse, the Spirit of the Lord was speaking to the church, and he said, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard. Do you remember the gospel that you heard? Do you remember the times the Lord talked to your heart, and he said, here, repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief. And then in Revelation 2:5, very similarly, he said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Can I just ask you this morning if you're saved? Or if you're not, if you've ever been saved, do you remember when you got saved? Remember how it felt? You remember the change it brought in your life? Are you still holding on to that this morning? He was telling him, I want you to think back. I want you to remember when. What are you doing with those memories this morning? Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from. I don't want to forget where the Lord brought me from because I don't want to go back. I want to keep going forward with bright anticipation. So if you will remember this morning, it'll be a guard and a protection to you. It'll help you stay careful. It can renew our hope because it seems like once you get out of one battle in the Lord, and in that battle it seemed like God wasn't there, and then you get out of it and you see where the Lord was there, and then you get to another valley, and it's like, Lord, it's so dark. How am I going to make it? Remember the Lord's faithfulness this morning. Remember His healing power. Remember His deliverance. Remember His faithfulness and His kindness. And today, as you remember things in your past, you can make a new memory for tomorrow today. What you do today can make a new memory. So I want to encourage you, even as you go home, I can't shape what conversations you have in your car on your way home. But could I encourage you to do something? Can I encourage you to remember? Do you remember when? Do you remember how things used to be? Oh, honey, I remember why I first wanted to get to know you better. I still love you. I remember, and I'm so thankful. Lord, I remember you saved me. I remember the Lord when the Lord delivered me from that, and I'm being tempted today, but I remember what the Lord did for me. Lord, I want to be careful. Renewed inspiration, renewed courage, and renewed hope. Do you remember when? Amen.